Thank you. And Mr. Weber, just for clarification, you've just described this particular approach with regard to Kennebec Telephone Company to the Commission. Do you believe that's an accurate approach for determining the outside plan investment?
I believe that that is an accurate approach and, in my viewpoint, a conservative approach. If anything, it's possible that the cost may be too low as far as costs associated with the distances of these fiber optic cable routes. And that's due to the fact that we did not conduct any research with the Department of Transportation to determine if any road moves or road expansions were in process. We did not contact any SHPO agencies or the Department of Environmental and Natural Resources to determine if any endangered species of plant or animal were along these routes. Any of those types of factors could cause us to have to take alternative routes, which would add on route mileage and make it more expensive. However, we gave this the benefit of the doubt and just essentially took the most probable indirect routes that can be found on a map.
Was that confidential?
That piece is not.
The next portion is, I apologize, I skipped a question.
Can you just note in the transcript that that last question and answer was not confidential, Sherry? Thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Is this
not confidential? Yes. Mr. Weber, did you use similar methodologies for the other companies that were involved in this arbitration, specifically McCook, Santel, and West River?
Yes, very comparable methodologies were used for all of the petitioners. Specifically with regards to McCook, I will once again reference an exhibit I provided with McCook in NW-D-10 due to the fact that the rural fiber optic cable investment unit costs were different than those used for Kennebec or West River. For all of these companies, the same town unit investment was utilized due to the fact that town construction within these smaller towns within the state of South Dakota really doesn't vary based on geography. With regards to specifically McCook Telephone Company, we utilized a similar methodology as far as with regards to Kennebec, we used a category of Western companies, which included West River and Kennebec, that had similar construction costs. For McCook, we lumped them together with Santel Communications Cooperative due to the fact that they are in essentially the same vicinity of the state of South Dakota and once again have very similar costs for construction. The actual construction project that was utilized to formulate the rural cable estimates for McCook were based off of a construction project for Santel Communications. That specific project was bid back in March 2003, and similarly to the one for West River, this was a fiber in the loop project, which included both fiber and copper cable to serve cabinet locations. The similar methodology was used as far as removing any footage. Cabinet locations. Okay. So essentially, the copper footage, or the footage associated with the copper cable, as well as the investments associated with the copper cable, were removed, so that what was remaining was merely the rural fiber optic cable construction costs. And for this project that was bid back in 2003, the total mileage for that project was 74.22 miles. With a construction cost of slightly greater than $592,600, or an average cost per mile of $7,985.27. Comparable to the methodology used for Kennebec, we used a factor to normalize that bid to 2007 numbers due to the fact that this engineering estimate was originally done in 2007. Once again, a 5% normalization was used to bring it to a projected 2007 bid amount, which resulted in a projected cost of $720,390 for that specific 74.22 miles segment, or about $9,706 per mile. Once again, we utilized a loading factor of 15% to accommodate for any engineering and taxes associated with that build. And that resulted in an estimate of $11,161 per mile for the rural fiber optic cable construction. You know, if I could please, I'd also like to reference another poster board that I submitted with my rebuttal testimony, which is NW-R-3. This one's specifically for McCook.
Is this confidential?
It is.
This information we could probably actually talk about when broadcasting.
I'd ask for your guidance in regard to this particular issue. We're obviously going to talk about something that may not be confidential here. We're going to bounce back in immediately to something that is confidential again.
I have to go back and forth.
That's fine.
Excuse me, what was this?